Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele-Smith. I'm minister of the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. Friends, this week, as the Cape Flats is encountering some of the worst violence on record, I want to share a message entitled, The King of Kings. You see, friends, that's precisely what Cape Town, the Cape Flats, and indeed the whole of South Africa needs, like never before, Jesus, the King of Kings. Strangely, the Bible actually only uses the words King of Kings specifically to describe Jesus twice. Firstly, in Revelation 17:14, it says, they will wage war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will triumph over them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers. And then in Revelation 19:16, it says, on his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of kings and Lord of lords. There's much more that I could say about the King of Kings, but given the brevity of time, and the brilliance of this particular message that I'm about to refer to, I want to share another great preacher's message in part today. One of the most profound messages about the King of Kings is that of S.M. Lockwood, who first delivered his extraordinary message entitled, That's My King, in 1976. Due to copyright, I can't play it, but I can read it to you. And it says in part, the Bible says he's a king of the Jews, he's a king of Israel, he's a king of righteousness, he's a king of the ages. He's a king of heaven, he's a king of glory, he's a king of the kings, and he's a Lord of lords. Now that's my king. David says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. No means of measure can define his limitless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of his shoreless supply. No barriers can hinder him from pouring out his blessing. He's enduringly strong, he's entirely sincere, he's eternally steadfast, he's immortally graceful, he's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. That's my king. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He stands alone in himself. He's august. He's unique. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He's supreme. He's preeminent. He's the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the supreme problem in higher criticism. He's a fundamental doctrine and true theology. He's a cardinal necessity of spiritual religion. That's my king. He's a miracle of the age. He's a superlative of everything good that you choose to call him. He's the only one able to supply all of our needs simultaneously. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleans the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate, he regards the aged, he rewards the diligent, and he beautifies the meek. Do you know him? My God, my king is a key of knowledge. He's a wellspring of wisdom. He's a doorway of deliverance. He's a pathway of peace. He's a roadway of righteousness. He's a highway of holiness. He's a gateway of glory. He's the master of the mighty. He's the captain of the conquerors. He's the head of the heroes. He's the leader of the legislators. He's the overseer of the overcomers. He's a governor of governors. He's a prince of princes. He's a king of kings, and he's a lord of lords. That's my king. That's my king. My king. His office is manifold. His promise is sure. His life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. I wish I could describe him to you. He's indescribable. He's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. I'm trying to tell you, the heaven of heavens cannot contain him, let alone a man explain him. You can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him off of your hands. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. The Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. The witnesses couldn't get their testimonies to agree, and Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. That's my king. He always has been, and he always will be. I'm talking about he had no predecessor, and he'll have no successor. There was nobody before him. There'll be nobody after him. You can't impeach him, and he's not going to resign. That's my king. Praise the Lord. That's my king. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. The glory is all his. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. And when you get through with all of the forevers, then amen. Friends, that's my king, and that's my king that Cape Town and the Cape Flats needs more than ever today. I hope and pray that he's your king too. This is Andy Steele-Smith. God bless.